At 10 o'clock, it's currently 10 degrees and clear. I'm Andrew Mendler with a special provincial election edition of 91X News. Our focus tonight is Prince Edward Hastings, where we have reporters at all three major candidate headquarters. We'll also be providing you with results from Northumberland, Quinney West, and Lanark, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington. The polls have been closed for over an hour now, so we'll start off with the overall provincial election results. It could be a long night in Ontario, as it looks like we're on our way to a minority government. The Liberals are currently leading in about 53 ridings. That's one away from a majority. The Conservatives have 37 seats. The NDP find themselves a ways back, with only leading in about 17 ridings, but they could hold the balance of power. All three party leaders have easily won their ridings with over 50% of the vote. Tim Hudak easily won his riding of Niagara West Glanbrook, a region that he has represented since 1995. Andrea Horvath won her riding that she has held since 2007. In Prince Edward Hastings, there may be an upset. In fact, some media outlets have already predicting a Conservative victory in this riding. Right now, Liberal Education Minister Leona Dombrowski is trailing Progressive Conservative and local radio broadcaster Todd Smith by more than 1,500 votes. We have reporters at all three major headquarters, and we'll start first with Evan Cook at Todd Smith's headquarters.
Todd Smith has begun to pull away as the results begin to pour in. Currently, Smith is leading Dombrowski by over 1,000 votes, but that number has probably already changed as the results continue to fly in. So the anticipation in the crowd is continuing to grow, and you can hear bursts of cheers every few minutes now. As many people have said, no one is wanting to jinx anything here, and won't start the celebration until the last vote has been counted. Evan Cook, 91X News, at the Belleville Club.
Reporter James Bowler is at the Dombrowski headquarters.
Among the high-profile supporters, Corey McMullen has also showed up to support her Liberal side. There's a tension in the room peppered by nervous chatter and broken by cheers as more polls come in from different areas. Many staring at the screen as a back and forth seems to be happening between the Liberals and the PC. James Bowler, 91X News from the Belleville Liberal headquarters.
At Sherry Hayes' headquarters, we have Trish Allison, where all eyes are on the possibility of the NDP holding the balance of power in a minority government.
Here at the Sherry Hayes headquarters, the mood has changed drastically as all eyes are glued to the TV as the results begin to trickle in. Hayes sits in third place in the riding, but still hope is high among the growing group of NDP supporters. If a minority government is in play, the NDP may play a role. Trish Allison, 91X News.
In the Northumberland Quinney West riding, with 28 of 279 polls reporting, PC Rob Milligan leads by about 300 votes over the incumbent, Lou Rinaldi. In the Lanark, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington, PC incumbent Randy Hillier has been re-elected. He picked up over 50% of the vote. Meanwhile, there were some problems reported at a West Toronto polling station earlier today. A woman says her ballot was opened before being put in the ballot box this morning. Ann Adams says she handed over her marked ballot to the woman at the box, she signed it, and then opened it up. After reporting the incident, Elections Ontario investigated and found a ballot had been mishandled. The poll worker involved was removed at the station, and the station remained open. Your weather for tonight is clear with a low of plus 5. Friday, sunny and a high of 20. Right now, it's 11 degrees. I'm Andrew Mendler, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. Good night.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.